Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. In a policy shift, the U.S. tells Ukraine it's okay to use American-made weapons for strikes deeper inside Russia. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports it comes after Moscow launched one of the largest attacks on Ukrainian civilians.
Ukrainian forces will be able to retaliate harder and further like never before. Following President Biden's decision to allow the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles deep inside Russia. The Army Tactical Missile Systems travel at supersonic speed and has a range of up to 190 miles.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan on CBS Mornings.
In my opinion, it was about time that the United States gave the Ukrainians the ability to defend themselves more completely.
Well, CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us the top U.S. budget airline has landed in bankruptcy court.
Spirit says it will continue operating as normal during a streamlined Chapter 11 process. That includes all flights and reservations and employee pay. The process is expected to end in the first quarter of next year.
AAA expects around 80 million of us will book a flight or train or take a long drive for the Thanksgiving holiday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
AAA found an increase in the number of people leaving on Tuesday and coming back Monday. So they expect Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving to be very busy on the roads, as well as Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving.
More testimony today in the Georgia murder trial of Jose Ibarra, the Venezuelan man in the country illegally who's charged with killing student Lakin Riley. CBS's Jared Eggleston.
We're hearing they asked him about some scratches and some injuries that he had had, the officer saying that it looked like a fingernail scratch was on Ibarra's arm. That is key because on Friday we heard about DNA that was under Lakin Riley's right hand.
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula has an update now on the missing monkeys story.
And then there were six. That's how many monkeys are still on the loose in South Carolina's Lowcountry after 43 of them made a break for it from a compound that breeds primates for medical research. They went on the lam November 6th after a worker at what locals in Yemisi, South Carolina call, quote, the monkey farm did not close a gate properly.
In Houston, the ballpark the Astros play in, Minute Maid Park, got a new name.
On the horizon, a new chapter awaits our city. A new chapter with a new name, Daikin Park.
The video revealed today, Daikin is an air conditioning company. Wall Street, the Dow is down 15 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from Kayard to near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A UTV and ATV crash in Dover injured four people over the weekend. Two were taken to Children's Hospital. Flight for life was needed for one of the victims. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Racine Unified is considering increasing the cost for the new Red Apple K-8 school. If approved at their next meeting, it would bring the total to almost $37 million. The school's opening has been delayed until January of 2026. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Look for rain to develop this afternoon. High temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. For tonight, rain continues. A few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Wind picks up too. Temps holding in the low to mid-50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Again, I say, oops, I'm Cindy Huber, and it is time now for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, and it is sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to racinediscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And again, we really do want to thank Racine Disc Center for bringing us Paul Harvey and...
Now, the rest of the story. The Presbyterian Cemetery, it was called back then, one of Baltimore's less pretentious burial grounds, huddled at the corner of Fayette and Green Streets. Still, there were some rather impressive headstones and monuments, and a walk among them in fair weather might even have been considered pleasant. But then there was the mound. One would have to have been somewhat clever to conclude that someone lay beneath the mound, for indeed that plot had been all but ignored over the years, for decades, in fact. Yet there it was, not far from the rear gate, unassuming to the point of anonymity and utterly neglected. A query regarding the unkempt grave's occupant might have prompted all sorts of answers, but the cruelest and most direct of all was true, that the dead man had been an impoverished alcoholic, that he had died deliriously and virtually alone on Sunday, the 7th of October, 1849, that there were only four people present when he was buried and no one bothered to produce a headstone. But this is the rest of the story. One of the deceased's few surviving relatives was a cousin named Nielsen. In 1860, he prevailed upon a stonecutter to provide a marble slab for the drunkard's grave. It was to bear a modest inscription in Latin and the dead man's name, and that was all. The slab was thus inscribed, sent to the rail yard for delivery, and it was lying there alongside several other monuments to be transported when suddenly, accidentally, a Northern Central locomotive jumped the track, crashed into the collection of engraved marble. Incredibly, all of the slabs were utterly undamaged, except one. The monument intended for Nielsen's cousin was completely demolished. So more years passed, and the little grave remained unmarked and unattended. The Civil War came and went, as did the arduous decade subsequent. Then, a full quarter century after the grave's occupant had passed away, somebody took up a collection for the manufacture of another monument. A really nice one this time. A sculptor named Moses Ezekiel was commissioned to do it, and he did it. He created a masterpiece in clay, and then he sent that clay model to the foundry to be cast in bronze. But you know, a fire broke out at the foundry, and that model was destroyed. So Ezekiel made another model, and he finished that one, and it was sitting in his studio ready for shipment when an earthquake struck, destroying the model and the studio and all. It was as though the man who lay in that pathetic plot in Presbyterian Cemetery wished from his resting place to remain anonymous. And yet that was not to be, for on November 17, 1875, this is 26 years after his death, the impoverished alcoholic was exhumed and was moved to a more prominent section of the cemetery, where he was reinterred and properly memorialized. A monument now marks that grave, and to stand there admiring it, one would scarcely imagine that it had ever been neglected, or that its occupant for more than a quarter century refused to be remembered. The cruelest and most direct explanation is not included in the wording of the tombstone, that the dead man was indeed an impoverished alcoholic, that he had died deliriously and virtually alone on a Sunday, the seventh day of October, 1849, that there had been but four people present when he was buried, and nobody had even bothered to produce a headstone for the immortal American wordsmith, Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.
I never knew that before. This is what I love about Paul Harvey. It's like, what? Edgar Allan Poe, trying to remain anonymous even in death. No! No, Edgar, that's just not going to happen. That's why I love Paul Harvey. Tomorrow, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and tomorrow afternoon, 12:05, right here on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright, alright,
da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Happy.
just a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
And timeless is right here at WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber, and I love our WRJN website. I really do. WRJN.com. You go on there and you learn all sorts of really cool things because we've got writers that write on our website, like Terry Barr, and you hear her on the radio, and she does specials and kind of gives everybody a slice of Wisconsin. And if you go to WRJN.com, see my ugly mug, scroll down. And you'll see Jolly Good Soda wins as Wisconsin soda through the decades. And it's really interesting because, number one, I didn't realize Jolly Good is made in Wisconsin. And so she gives like a short history of it. And the only bad thing is now I want some Jolly Good soda. I used to drink it all the time. So I'm going to start drinking it again, probably a little bit after my show. Like when I go to Woodman's or something on the way home. But anyway, that you want to check it out. Lots of great news stories, too. So if you hear something that Stuart J. Waddles does and you want to hear the rest of the story on that, you just check out WRJN.com and then scroll down for news.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Up on a roof, up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on a roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof,
it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
And we listen. Local news is timeless. This hour, they're all back on WRJN. San Francisco's We Five.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got
Does she have a great voice? I have always been a giant Dionne Warwick fan. Just love her to death there. WRJN, Dionne Warwick, I Say a Little Prayer. And yes, Aretha Franklin had a hit with that as well. Dionne had a hit with it. Aretha had a hit with it. Both of them did absolutely awesome. But Dionne Warwick, you know, you really should check out if you're getting back into vinyl or CD or whatever, get yourself a Dionne Warwick Greatest Hits Collection. Whatever one that she's got, if it's the 60s and early 70s, great tunes out of there. Do You Know the Way to San Jose and others. I won't bore you with the fact that I'm a big Dionne Warwick geek, but greatest hits from Dionne Warwick, whatever year that she's got for those. She's got a couple at least. So check them out and just enjoy them because they're really, really good. I just want to say congratulations to the Packers. Not that it matters or that they can hear me, but boy, what a game on Sunday if you saw that between the Bears and the Packers, because it always is. You never know who's going to win when those two get together, and it has no bearing on what record they're going into the game with. When they play each other, anything can happen, and darn near did with the Bears, and almost, but the Packers pulled it off at the end. They're going to be heading up against San Francisco this Sunday. Pre-game starts at 1 with a kickoff just after 3. Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron have all the action Sunday on WRJN, and the Packers are sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It's a perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store, corner house on the lake where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards for those prime ribs, and Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
From
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Speed on Sheridan Road gets slowed down today. The Kenosha County Sheriff is holding a press conference today to let everyone know about the reduction on 32 from the Racine-Kenosha County line to near Carthage. It's going down from 45 miles an hour to 35, with signs reminding drivers along the route. There will be enhanced policing efforts during the transition. The speed reduction is supposed to help reduce crashes. A Racine County UTV crash sent two kids to Children's Hospital over the weekend. One of them had to be flown to Wauwatosa following the collision that caused four people to be injured total. It happened in Dover, just south of 11 near Vandenboom Road. Kansasville Fire and Rescue teams say the injured had been riding on or driving a UTV and an ATV. An investigation is ongoing. Racine Unified wants a bigger bite for the apple. Construction costs for the new Red Apple K-8 school have gone up. The board tomorrow night will be talking about raising the total cost to almost $37 million. That's a 4% increase from the previous estimate, with inflation and weather given as reasons for delays and increases. The school was originally set to open next August, with that date now pushed back to January of 26. And the remaining Racine team moves on, with the last Kenosha High School team heading home. The Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game after a win Friday night. The Angels will face Baldwin Woodville in the Division IV state championship Thursday. Kenosha St. Joe's was upset Friday night, losing and ending their 2024 run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Look for rain to develop this afternoon. High temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. For tonight, rain continues, a few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Wind picks up too, temps holding in the low to mid-50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
When this and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Red Rubber Ball on the beach, maybe for the remainder of today. We got some chances of snow showers coming in, especially Wednesday. It's going to start getting windy tomorrow, maybe rain tonight. Welcome to late fall, my friends. Holding hands, we're going to get through it together. But right now, I need some loving. Spencer Davis Group on WRJN.
That you'll ever do.
Columbus is the number one.
Rocco News and Timeless Hits. WRJN. Raspberries go all the way. I'm Cindy Huber. And tomorrow, Artist of Record. Now, today, I'd like to say congratulations to my winner, Sue Seaton, calling north of Waterton is where she is right now. And tomorrow, she won Association. We played the song Cherish. Now, tomorrow, Artist of Record will be Stevie Wonder. Oh, my goodness. All the choices of songs we can play from the man. So tomorrow, you'd be my caller number 5 at 262-634-WRJN. And we will be doing the contest from 9 to 1. So just so you know, your chance to win tomorrow is between 9 and 1 when I play Stevie Wonder. Haven't decided the song yet. There's too many good songs. Isn't that a complaint? There's a complaint. Too many good songs from Stevie. Oh, man, he makes picking a song, a choice hard. But I'd like to thank time and again, Music and More and beautiful scenic Sturtevant, right down from the Antique Schoolhouse Antique Mall for sponsoring our vinyl contest. So, and this Friday, somebody's going to win a record player to play their vinyl on, courtesy of us, WRJN. All right. So, time and again, WRJN bringing you the Artist of Record contest again tomorrow, right here on WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't get no when I'm driving in
And WRJN local news, timeless hits, occasional weather report. And if you haven't gotten your flowers taken care of, you know, all the pots outside, well, Mother Nature will take care of it tomorrow for you. It was horrible this weekend. I felt like Sophie's Choice with my plants. My God, who do I save? I mean, my plants have rarely even made it to November, and they're all still alive. So a lot of soul searching. My husband, luckily, has said he would take care of that, and he's a mafia of plants.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory. Though day after day I've tried, I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen her?